Today on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we're discussing crop insurance with our friends from Farm Credit Services of America. Doug Burns is with us today. Doug, good morning. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. You might start off, Doug, by introducing yourself to the listeners and telling us more about your role and just some of the work you do with FCS America.
Yeah, I work for Farm Credit Services of America. I'm a regional vice president of related services. What I focus most of my time on is primarily crop insurance, working with risk management products with producers. And I'm in central Iowa today, and I work with our Marshalltown, Perry, and Webster City offices.
Well, the upward movement in the market was definitely a step in the right direction for many farmers in 2021 over the last year. Doug, what do you see as the biggest challenge this coming year here?
You know, I think one of the major topics this year certainly will be high input costs. And, you know, we expect 2022 crops to be more expensive to raise, and we're just not sure how long the long-term grain prices will continue at these levels. So what's really going to be important this year is choosing the right crop insurance level that matches your cost of production. So really getting to know your cost of production and choosing that right level of insurance is going to be really important this year.
Now, how does a producer know if they have the right crop insurance products and that coverage in place?
You know, it can be tough to make that good decision when there's so much unknown. There's just a lot of choices with crop insurance, with so many private products and supplemental products and also subsidized products. So at Farm Credit Service America, we like to take the emotion out of it and have it be very objective. So we have an exclusive tool at FCS America Frontier that we can help producers navigate that decisions and those decisions. And with our exclusive tool, we can put in a producer's history. So it specifically says that here are a couple options that best fit an individual producer's needs. So we have this exclusive tool that helps navigate those decisions.
Doug, what opportunities might producers be overlooking? Can you help us out there?
Yeah, I think there are a couple things this year to really think about. First is combining your crop insurance decision and your farm bill decision. Both of those decisions have to be done by March 15th. And I would say don't do them independent of each other, but with each other. Do correlate them. So they're really important because your choices on your crop insurance or your farm bill will certainly impact each other. So there's a couple there's a couple acronyms I like to go through. One is the supplemental coverage option called SCO, and the other one's the enhanced coverage option called ECO. And those are additional products that can ride along with your individual coverage level. So we see producers, when we see these types of high commodity prices, they like to get a little bit more coverage. And those are some additional options that are subsidized federal crop products that work really well in conjunction with your individual coverage.
What about risk management options for other areas of the farm? Any advice you could pass along on that front?
Yeah, there's a full range of products. And you know, no matter what it is, if we're talking forage or hay, or livestock, a lot of livestock products, whether we're cattle, swine, dairy, organic, there's just so many different products that are out there that can fit individual producers' needs. I would just really encourage producers to contact your Farm Credit Service America trusted business advisor. And if you have a special need, ask, and we could probably match up a product that best fits their needs.
Doug, we really appreciate the information today. Is there anything else you want to add before we let you go?
Yeah, the last thing is, you know, March 15th always sneaks up on us, and we always encourage producers, get in, talk to your crop insurance agent early. It's really important. Don't wait to the last minute. You know, and if you want some more information, we're doing a lot of small group meetings across our association, so contact us. Easiest way, get a hold of our 800 number. That number is 800-884-FARM, 800-884-FARM, and tell them what retail office you're close to, and they can hook you up as far as if we have some individual meetings in your area.
Doug, really appreciate the time. Stay safe, and thanks for coming on the program again.
Thank you very much.
Again, that's Doug Burns with Farm Credit Services of America here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.